Live from Warrawong across the Illawarra, this is Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Okay, so last week, my husband Milko, and he helps out in the morning. He does all the kids stuff and gets the kids off to school and all that jazz. And we were heading out and it started to rain. And I said, oh, where's Arwen's raincoat? And he's like, oh, I don't know, last time I saw it was in a school bag. What do you mean you put it in a school bag? That's her new raincoat. That's the one I bought the girls for Christmas. This is like a $100 raincoat. And he's like, a $100 raincoat? And I went, don't judge me. That's not the point. The point is not how much it costs. The point is that we cannot find it.
Wait, sorry. So you bought the kids raincoats for Christmas?
Yeah, I did.
Those poor kids.
In the middle of summer, bought them a raincoat.
They're going to be in counselling in years to come. Mama, she bought me a raincoat for Christmas.
Look, we've just got some farmland. We're going to spend lots of time on the farm. I thought it's practical. It's up there with socks and undies.
Well, normally
right?
What happens even on farmland, you have a house, don't you? So when it rains, you go indoors. It's always an option.
Well, anyway.
Okay, go on.
Anyway. So I bought this raincoat, but I would not have sent her to school in said raincoat because it's worth $100. And I also hadn't put a name on it. Because you know when kids go to school, you're meant to write their name on everything.
Yeah. So, you wouldn't have sent her in the raincoat. So get wet. I don't care. You're just not wearing that raincoat in that rain. No, you're not.
It's like the good lounge that gets covered in plastic and you can never sit on it. This is like the raincoat that she's never allowed to wear because it costs too much money.
The sacred raincoat.
It's a sacred raincoat. It hangs on the hook to look good in the Instagram photos, all right? That's where that's
it's allergic
job.
To rain.
And the raincoat was gone and I hadn't put the nail on. With Alani, when she went to school, I got some special things that I ironed onto every piece of clothing she had, even her socks. You know, with Lulu, I used a magic marker to write Tonta on her tag. With Arwen,
Nothing.
For
Arwen.
I'm just like...
She's wearing anyone's clothes right now.
If it comes back, it comes back. If it doesn't, say la vie. But this is the raincoat. Damn it. So I rang the preschool and I said, oh, look, Arwen came with a raincoat last week. Is it there? You need to find it. It costs $100. I need it back. They couldn't find it. I'm like, can you put something out in the newsletter? They said, sure, crazy lady. Wow. And then I rang her other preschool and I said the same thing. I even sent them photos of the raincoat to add to the newsletter in case some other kid had taken it.
Did you have to send two emails? The first one was a missing dog. Oh, sorry. No, actually, sorry. It's the other email, the one with the missing raincoat.
That's right. The other thing
I'm looking for right now, that's really important.
I care more about the raincoat than the child that actually fits inside it.
Oh, my God.
We haven't heard so much from Jade since her child started preschool 2 years ago. Anyway, no, I rang everyone I knew to try and find this raincoat. Couldn't find it anywhere, but I thought I've done the best I can. And I went home and I said to Milko, all right, I put the feelers out. Like, we're going to find this raincoat. I've left no stone unturned. Yeah, everyone in the Illawarra is looking for this. Yeah. And he just said, oh, no, I found it. Oh. Raincoat? And I was like, yes. Yeah, no, I found it. I found it the other day.
Oh,
do you think you could have told me this before I did the inquisition to every school and made them put it out in the newsletter?
Well, he didn't know you were going to go cray-cray.
He could have just told me that he found it in the back of his car. It was there the whole time.
Well, I mean, again, he didn't know you were going to go cray-cray.
I have got a little bit crazy.
You went nuts over a raincoat.
I know. See, well, that's another thing that I've now learnt as a parent. Don't spend more than $5 on a raincoat because you end up like the crazy raincoat lady. Yeah.
You are that person.
I'm here right now.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What has my life become? Counseling. I need to get out more.
Counselling after 9 o'clock, I'm thinking. 28 past 8.
For me or my kids or my husband, probably all of us.
All of them. Jeez, put them all in there.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Working 9 to 5,
what a way to make I'm very excited because, well, I don't work 9 to 5, but I do work full time. I'm a working lady and I've got a lot of other girlfriends in the same boat. And come Sunday, the 12th of March, we are going to be hanging up stumps and we're going to be taking the stretch hummer up to Capitol Theatre in Sydney.
You are not, are you?
Yeah, we are.
Well, look at you guys. You do a lot of this stuff, Jade.
I know. Well, you've got to work
mixed. You're bringing your husband,
No. I did offer for him to come and see Dolly the Musical, but someone has to look after the children and he chose that option.
Fair enough.
And I chose a hummer with 16 other women. It's going to be an amazing night and we are so excited because Dolly and the music from Dolly Parton and the movie 9 to 5, it is generational.
Yep.
My mum loved that movie and likes that music and then so do I as well. And we're taking some of our daughters, we're hoping that the same thing will be true to them as well. And I'm so looking forward to this musical. and I'm actually really looking forward to seeing one woman up on the stage, because I haven't seen her on stage. She was on television. That's the last time that I actually saw her on stage. Oh. And I'm talking about none other than Casey Donovan, who joins us right now on the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm very much looking forward to seeing you in this musical, 9 to 5. Can I ask you, is the stage show and the musical, is it an exact replica of the movie, or has it been altered up a little or a lot?
Look, it's been altered a fair bit. It's very much, you know, it is the movie essence, but it's been fleshed out to be put into a theatre, of course, and Dolly Parton has written the music, so it's not so much as a jukebox musical, but songs written by Dolly Parton. And the story is such a great, empowering story about three women who take a stance and make change and really kind of, you know, push forward with going, no, we're not going to take that. And, you know, we're slowly getting there as the years go by. And I think the movie's about 30 years old now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm fortunate we're still having these conversations about equal pay and, you know, women in the workforce. But, you know, we're still having the conversations and pushing forward. And, you know, at the end of the day, this is such a fun, loving musical about three women coming together and empowering each other and, you know, celebrating friendship and what women can do when we really all do come together and, you know, stand up.
I love the original movie. I remember watching it years and years ago. Now, the Dolly Parton, having written all the music for this, have you had any interaction with her at all? Because I know she's very hands-on.
No, sadly not yet, which, you know, fingers crossed, hopefully it will be coming. But, it's her spirit is certainly felt throughout the theatre and through our creatives. And, you know, we feel her around, but hopefully there might be a little, you know, Zoom message or...
Just imagine one night, Casey, if you're on stage and then you looked into the audience and there's Dolly, the big, you could just see the front row, because she wears that many sequins, she would be like a little one of those balls.
You know, just a mirror ball.
You'd freak out, wouldn't you?
Oh, certainly. So hopefully that doesn't happen, or there's a bit of notification that she will be coming. But no, she's absolutely amazing, and this is just such a great musical. And the music itself, I was speaking to Eddie Perfect, who plays Franklin Hart, and he was just, you know, saying that it feels like all of these songs are written for each individual actor. You know, Marina Pryor, who's playing Violet, and Erin Clare, who's playing Dora Lee, which is the Dolly Parton character, and Caroline O'Connor, who plays Roz Keith. It's just such a strong cast, and the songs are just absolutely beautiful to sing. And yeah, some of them are very heart-wrenching.
The stage at Capitol Theatre, and Casey Donovan, you will be on it. I cannot wait to see the show. It sounds like not only will I have a lot of fun watching it, but that you as a cast and performers have a lot of fun doing it, and I'm sure that's going to shine through. Cannot wait.
Oh, I cannot wait. That Hummer sounds absolutely amazing. Oh, so,
Look, after
we'll
the show,
there.
If you want to pop in, I'm sure there'll be plenty of champagne to flow in.
What a treat.
We'll give you a lift home.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks so much.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien and Jade's topic train is coming. Damien and Jade's topic train, topic train.
Yeah, morning, welcome to it. It's Jade and Damien with the topic train this morning, where we toss around a few of the big stories making headlines. What about this yesterday? Full-scale emergency operation involving military and civilian personnel launched near Shell Cove after fears a suspicious object found on the beach could explode. And you see pictures of this thing, it kind of looks like a bomb. Now, the item is believed to have been military ordnance, quote unquote. They ended up exploding this thing, but I think this guy wins in terms of what have you found at the beach. So he gets the gold medal. You guys are playing for silver and bronze here.
Oh, okay.
What have you found while having a stroll along the beach?
I know. Well, I remember I was in a beach, on a beach in Ireland years and years ago. I was in a beach, and I stumbled upon a shark that had washed up, like a full-on big shark.
How big?
Like a big shark, the size of me. About the size
wow.
of me. Which I think is a big shark.
Yeah, yeah. That's a big... Well, you wouldn't want to be swimming with that.
No, but it had washed up and scared the life out of me, because I'd never seen a shark close up.
Yeah.
And there it was.
Even a dead shark's a scary shark, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's still scary looking. But, I mean, I was sad for the shark, but... Interesting all the same.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen, like, a few random things. One that probably stands out the most was I remember finding a wig. on the beach once when we did Surf Club at Kyama Beach.
Yeah.
And we had to go in and do the swim. And then all the kids were freaking out because we didn't know what it was. And it was this big brown afro-y wig. We thought it was some weird deep sea creature. It was just a wig.
Just a wig.
So someone had obviously gone for a little bit of a swim, maybe after a fancy dress party, and lost their hair.
Actually, speaking of which, I went for a swim not long ago and down in Killaloe, actually. I was swimming around and I found a face mask. I was like, ooh, it's a face mask.
Gross.
It came from my own pocket.
Oh, really?
I said, had it in the pocket of my shirt. It was me.
Look, according to reports, get this right, 2 billion litres of raw sewage has accidentally been released into the Thames. So that's London's big famous river,
right? 2 billion litres.
The Thames is massive. I mean, we're talking, this kind of spans all around London. It's... you would smell this all over London.
Yeah.
It's that bad.
What happened? Did someone forget to turn the tap off?
Someone had a massive vindaloo curry.
To give you a bit of perspective, just 500 million litres of waste was released into the Thames for the whole of 2016. That's the latest figures they have from 2016. So this is 2 billion
that's terrible.
In a short period of time.
Oh.
But look,
London's going to be on the nose, isn't it?
It's happened to all of us. Plumbing disasters. Got one for us?
When we moved into the house here in Wollongong, there's two bathrooms. There's an upstairs and there's a downstairs. The downstairs bathroom wasn't working. It's an old house, so the plumbing is old and it's dodgy and it has to be looked at every now and then. And we told everyone, I said, do not use the downstairs toilet. You're not allowed to use it. The plumber is coming. And of course, somebody used it. And of that, of all the days, whoever it was, whichever member of our family who used it, really had a lot to get out. They had a lot to get off their chest.
Yeah.
And they absolutely annihilated this toilet bowl. And when the plumber came along, you know, I saw him walk in and I said, it's in there. I felt so bad.
It wasn't me.
And I actually said, no, I'm sorry.
Sorry, the kids used it.
And he walked in and then he walks straight back out and says, I'm going to need an extra plunger for this one.
That is disgusting. I've got a story, and it's a story, I don't know if a girlfriend's told it to me or whether it's from a TV episode of a TV show. Okay, but I really feel like one of my girlfriends told me this. Okay, so went out, hooked up with a guy, went back to the guy's house.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing led to another.
Oh, better room, better room.
Yeah. But the next morning he's like, you know what, I'm going to go out and grab us some brekkie from around the corner. And she's like, fantastic. Not only am I hungry, I really need to go to the toilet. So, because when you first meet someone, you don't want to, the last thing you want to do is a number two.
Oh,
when
yeah.
you just met someone, it's the first night you met, you do not want to do a number two, and especially not after a big night.
No.
So he went to go and get the food. She's like, this is my opportunity. Went to the toilet and then it didn't flush. And she said that there was the poo-poo was sitting in there. So she went to the sink and got a soup ladle and ladled it out of the toilet. And didn't know what to do with it, so she put it in a plastic bag, like a little garbage bag.
That's disgusting.
She put it all in there, tied it up with a bow, and she still couldn't get it all out, and she could not flush the toilet. So she ended up putting it all in the plastic bag, tied it up with a knot, and leaving.
That is disgusting. And this is a disgusting story. We have to end it right now.
She took the poo bag with her. I'm like, that's another way you can use the term doggy bag, isn't it?
Forget topic disgusting. Train. This is the poo-poo train. But hey.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade, okay, you're a professional when it comes to selling things online.
Yes.
I know you are.
Yep.
You love this whole Facebook marketplace.
It's honestly, Mama Jude's always hit me up to sell stuff for her. I'm all over it.
I think I need to hit you up as well, okay?
Okay.
Because in the Leith family, we've come into having
some money.
potentially some money. We've come into some surfboards.
Oh, right. All right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we've got a whole bunch of foamy boards. You know, they're all used.
Yeah.
Used foam boards, but they're really good. Like full length size and all the rest.
They're good surfboards to learn on.
Oh, they're brilliant.
Yeah.
They're absolutely brilliant. Got a whole gang of them and they're down in our shed.
Yeah.
Okay, and our shed is at the lower part of the house. It's got an automated door. You know, you've got to have the remote control to open it.
Yeah.
You can't do it any other way. So it's a remote control. Anyway, we put in all the surfboards in there. The boys, Jarvis and Jagger, my two boys, they're doing all the sales.
Okay, it's, yeah. So they're earning some money. Is this them? It's a little side hustle.
Yeah. It's all, you know, working really, really well. Here's where the problem happens. Okay, so they organize the shop to open. Okay, they decided, all these people writing in Facebook Marketplace saying, yeah, we'll come over. Yeah, we'll do. So they opened the shop at 4 o'clock, and then both Jarvis and Jagger turned around to me and said, we've got to play touch footy. Oh. And then Eileen, my wife, says, I'll take them to touch footy. So I got landed with opening the shop. Now, A, I don't know anything about surfing. B, I don't know anything about surfboards. And I didn't know who was coming, okay?
Yeah.
So they all stuff off. Island, the boys are all gone off. And suddenly, the crowd of people starts arriving to the house. You know, we want to see the surfboards. I was like, fair enough, I'll bring you down to see the surfboards. Eileen had left with the remote control for the shed.
Because it's on the keys.
It's on the keys. It's on the car keys. And there is no way. I had rung, because we've dealt with this before.
Yeah.
Our shed is called a coffin shed. All right? When it's locked, it's locked.
Yeah.
There is no way into the shed. There's
no back door. There's nothing.
There's nothing. But I was aware of one technique, okay? You prise it open, all right, at the bottom. You yank it up, the shed.
The door.
And you slide underneath it.
But then are you stuck inside the shed then?
But then you can control it from the inside.
Oh, okay.
There's a button. It's black on the inside.
Yeah. Like a coffin.
Yeah, like a coffin. So I'm there and I'm going, okay, can you... you know, there's a couple, there's a boy and a girl, and I said, I tell you what, can you guys hold up the shed? and I will slide underneath it to get inside. I was like, I'm really embarrassed by this, you know. I'm sorry, guys, I don't have the key. Can you help me out? So they prized the thing open, and they had to really yank it, and I held them as well, yanking this thing up. And then I shimmied myself underneath the shed and actually, I think there's red backs on the
oh, God, yeah, good, okay. Indiana Jones.
So
was there a massive boulder chasing you as well?
There was boulder, everything. I mean, this was. I got into the shed, and when I got in there, obviously they let go of the shed door because they didn't need to prise it up anymore.
Yeah, you're in there.
It was dark. I couldn't see anything. I was like, I don't have my phone. I have no torch. I don't know where the button is. I'm fluting around inside the shed trying to figure out how do I get... I'd say it took me about 5 minutes until I finally opened it. I go, the door opens up.
Oh, freedom.
They were gone.
Oh, really? Oh.
They were gone. They left me in a coffin shed to die.
I probably thought you were in there putting down the drop sheets and then you were going to take them in there. You sound dodgy.
Has this ever happened to you? This is just scandalous. I mean, I could have died. I may never have been discovered. We may not have been able to do this show. Because I know you wouldn't have gone on without me.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien. On 96.5 Wave FM.
Worldwide Weird.
These are my favourite stories. Oh, no, I love Travis's stories in the newsroom as well.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah, they are good. They're very informative.
But they're not like these ones. All right. In America, they've got these lanes. They're called the HOV lanes. Okay. And they're lanes when there's really busy traffic. It's a free-flowing lane that if you're dropping your kids to school and all the rest, you can go in there. But you have to have a certain amount of passengers in your car to use this lane. Well, a builder over in America got the bright idea. He found a skeleton from a chemistry lab, and he put it
he dressed it up
in a high-vis outfit,
yep.
And he has been caught driving with the skeleton in the HOV lane. People have said it's not a passenger. It's not. They're not accepting it.
It was a person at one stage.
It was plastic.
Oh, right.
So that's not okay. Even. They're
so
not even real bones.
All right.
Good attempt, but unfortunately failed on so many levels. Now there's been protests going on over in New Zealand.
The anti-vaxxers? Is that what we're talking
it's
about?
It's anti-vaxxers, yeah. And you know what? And they can protest. There's nothing wrong with it. Everybody's allowed to do whatever they want to do. But interesting, New Zealand has an interesting way of dealing with any protesters.
Yeah, what do they do?
They play music for them to entertain them.
Oh, okay? Really? Just to, yeah. Well, if you say you're sick of, like, you know, just walking, they'll put on some disco music so you can, like, dance down the street.
Well, not that sort of music. Okay, so one of the main tunes that they've been doing over the last while is Frozen's Let It Go.
Let It Go. Oh, so they're not doing it to entertainment. They're doing them to disperse the crowd because no one wants to hear that song on repeat.
Well, it's to annoy them. The other really popular one in New Zealand is My Heart Will Go On. Remember Celine Dion?
Yeah.
Every night. Barry Manilow at the Copa.
Copacabana.
All good songs. But James Blunt, our good mate, James Blunt, friend of the show, he heard about this and he wrote to the New Zealand government and said, look, if none of this is working, drop me a line. And they did drop him a line and they've started playing this. You're beautiful. And there hasn't been a protest since.
That'll clear the road.
Nothing to see here. Go home to your families.
That's New Zealand for you. Yeah. That's what they're like down there.
It clearly works.
Yeah, so there you go. Would that work for you?
What? Oh, I loved this song.
Could you hear it on repeat?
No. Yeah, I was gone at Frozen Let It Go, so I'd already been at home.
Failed. All right, there is your worldwide weird.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.